Time.
C. C is for...
Cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K is for...
Kitten.
Cam.
C. Wait. Fan roofsy. U. Unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T. Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C. K.
I can't think of a U one. T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for... Montreal.
Every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Radio.
Soundwave in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief.
Sanka, and along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ.
With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
Boy, boy, maybe it's the trees or the cool, cool breeze keeps me coming here. Is it the riverside or the countryside? No place can compare. Cause every time we go abroad, yeah, we become a yard. Miss the people and the love, oh yeah. Standing on the waterfall, listening to a reggae song. Let me show you where I'm from, oh yeah. Welcome to Jamaica, oh boy. Feel the vibe soon as we touch down. No place like Jamaica, oh boy. Your vibes are left to sun down, yeah. There's a mystic in the air, from this frontier. You're never gonna leave. Welcome to Jamaica, oh boy. Jamaica, oh boy.
Baby, it's the beat that I'm feeling in my chest. When I hear that music play, maybe it's the mountains that tower over me. I just can't stay away. I swear.
the saxophone artistry of a young lady. I didn't get her name, but I stole this song off of the great Facebook. Good evening to you, Montreal, and the world at large. Thank you for logging on. We're here with you until 7 p.m. And what a year this is turning out to be. It's not easy. Not easy. So many people are leaving us. I see you, my friend, in Toronto. Nice singer. With the band Touch. He lost 3 relatives in the space of 1 week. His uncle died on Sunday. His cousin Patrick on Wednesday. And his other brother a day ago. That's a familiar thing you're hearing now because people don't believe or don't want to think about this COVID thing. It's for real, folks. It's not a joke. It's for real. I didn't want to call out his name. I don't know if he wanted his name out there, but he sang. He was a lead singer with Touch. Beautiful artist. Beautiful, beautiful artist. I am pretty sure this world is going crazy. I don't know what to say. I'm seeing some things happening now that it's freaky. A man charged with raping a woman on a commuter train just outside of Philadelphia, harassed her for more than 40 minutes while multiple people held up their phones to seemingly record the assault without intervening. Is this for real? No, I'm wondering, is this for real? You're on a commuter train and there's somebody raping somebody and you just stand there and you look, you take out your phone. They should arrest all these people. You know, they should really arrest all those people. More than 2 dozen train stops pass as the man harassed, groped and eventually raped the woman. Police do not believe a single witness on the train dialed 911. Pull the emergency stop. They will stop it and put on their own policemen on it. Help me to understand. There's an update to it, though. The prosecutor handling the case said Thursday that the narrative of passengers filming a rape on a Philadelphia train for their own gratification is fake. I hope it is. I hope it is. And then you come to my great city, Montreal. I love this city. I grew up in this city. 50 years of my life in this city. I have no faults with it, with all its language problem. I try to speak my language as long as I can ask them. As long as I can ask them for food, you know, if they think it's their province, it's okay for me. It's their city. It's no problem. It's no problem. Because when they come to Jamaica, they know Jamaica belongs to us. And when we say, Wagwan, my sistren, you know, that's how we look at it. Yes, Montreal police have arrested a minor in connection with the brazen stabbing death of a 16-year-old boy outside of his school in the city's West End. You know, these things happen. These things happen. I remember as a kid, we got into all kind of fights and things over marble and so forth and so forth. Never thought of using a knife, though, I'll be honest with you. But they had some Spaniards, and the first thing you say to them, they don't understand, they whip out that knife. But what is killing me, you know what I mean, is in the days that followed, there were videos mocking this young man's death. Dopewell Bailey, death. Posted it online. I tell you, this thing is... this Facebook thing, boy. His mother said she was deeply disturbed by the taunts and the call and called for an end to violence in Côte d'Ivoire. But you know what is bothering me? You know, I'm in a bothersome mood this afternoon. Why are they afraid to put these, if he's 16 or 17 year old, faces on in the paper? There shouldn't be a law against that, you know, because these kids are not afraid to kill. So why not show their faces? You know, show the people what they look like. Show the people what a killer looks like. You know what I mean? Don't hide their faces and protect their ID. Why? Because they're 16 years of age? Anyway, don't start me off. This afternoon, we're going to have on the Zoom, dynamic singer from Jamaica. Hope everything works out for him because he was saying he was having a spotter problem. George Nooks is his name. Beautiful singer, and we hope... I just got a text here. He was Kevin, the young man that died was Kevin George's youngest cousin. My God. I always say to myself, and I promise myself this, I don't want to be a killer, but if somebody was to do that to my kid and he goes to jail, I would make sure I find somebody in that jail who would turn him into a lady. With his hair being braided every day, and he walks around in little dainty slippers. And what goes on at night, that's what goes on. Because there has to be some sort of, you know, it's 22 minutes past the hour of 4. I'm just in a bad way. I'm just not dealing with it as I should. You know, so. Oh, boy. Somebody's saying good luck, good afternoon. Music a bit too loud in the background. I have no music on. I'll just say now. No music is on. That's it. I'm glad my listeners are on the internet. They're listening. We don't have this kind of problem if you're listening with a radio. I was to tell you all that. If you're listening with it, but these people are in Washington, D.C., so they can't use a radio. So I hope, is there music still on there, Bobby? Are you still hearing music? If you're hearing music, it's not being played from here. Yes, so that's it. As I was saying, George Nooks, one of the finest singers you'll find in and around the good old J.A. And whenever he's at a concert, he rocks the concert, trust me. Watching all these young people singing all these gospel songs, amazing, amazing. So we're going to chit-chat with them later on this afternoon, we hope, at 6 o'clock. What else can we talk about? Not much. I'm just fed up. Oh, that's okay, Bobby. That's okay. He said it was coming from his end. CKUT 90.3 FM. We want to thank you all, for those of you who have been supporting us as we move around like vagrants from one house to the next. No, I'm only kidding. It's a kidding. No, no. But these guys at the station, they're making waves. Waves trying to get everybody on air, because right now we're not allowed back in the studios. And the reason for that, they would have to have some sort of system where somebody's there 24 hours wiping down the studio. Because it's not easy. It's not easy, believe you me. And some people comes in there and they have no care. For Mr. and Mrs. Francine. You wanted Jamaica Farewell, and it has to be sung by you, Stretch, because we heard you doing this song a few years ago. Oh, well, you know, in the good old days. Let me dig up in this thing now. Computer, don't fail me now. Find Jamaica Farewell. Karaoke. In the good old days, we worked the hotel scenes. A lot of people I've met over the years, I've seen, and they have said, oh, you remember you from Casamantigo. I remember you from here, from there and there. And it's always nice to be remembered. That made you made an impression on these people, or you didn't. And so these people are from Ottawa. They're listening on the net. CKUT 90.3 FM, glad to have you along. So, you know what? Let me do this for you and take us up to the half hour. 4 minutes before the half an hour. Jamaica Farewell. I'll just sing a part of it, you know. I'm a good, very good worker for this station. But sometimes, I've been singing this song for 300 years. And but I will sing it. Anything for my listeners. Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top. I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a year. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sounds of laughter you may hear, and the days of things to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many years. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Oh yes, it's called Jamaica Farewell. And at this time, I'm going to take my time to send this out to the late Colin, or Colin, as the Americans say, Colin Powell. general, everything you could think of, son of Jamaican immigrants, well respected throughout the world. He passed away 1937 to 2021. Won't be back for many years. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sad to say, I'm on my way. Won't be back for many years. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. I love that song. I remember the first time we did that with Viscount's band. We were on a ship in the harbor, in Kingston Harbor, at the Myrtle Bank Hotel. Well, I must have sang that song about 400 times over and over. This is all the people wanted. At that time, ships used to come to Jamaica. They'd leave England and they'd take them a week or so to get to Jamaica. Without stopping, week and a half sometimes, and they'd come and they'd park up at the Myrtle Bank Hotel on Harbour Street, those of you who are from Kingston. And then they would spend 5-6 days in Jamaica. Now the cruise ships, they come in for a couple of hours, 7 to 9, and they're off again. But those days, cruise ships were essential to the marketing in Jamaica because when they came there for 5 days, of course, the people would be living on the ship, but they would be spending their money offshore, and that is how it went. I also was told that Mr. Colin Colin Powell, he loved that song, and he would sing that song to a lot of people. Never forgot his Jamaican, his parents' Jamaican roots and all that. They were from Jamaica. Also, I see the leader of the failed Trinidad coup died. Tried to overthrow the government of Trinidad and Tobago 31 years later in TNT. I don't have much to say where that is concerned because I need my health. Did you all see okay, somebody just texted me and said, he said I can call his name. His name that I was talking about, who had three members of his family died within a week, is my friend Mr. Gideon James, beautiful vocalist with touch, and himself, he is on his own now in Toronto. Yeah, but did you all see the accident, or I don't know if it was an accident, with Alec Baldwin, the actor? What craziness is that? You know, I grew up in a household that they had guns. I remember one gun my father had brought back from the war, a German Luger. And we were not allowed to go near these guns. I wonder whatever happened to the gun when he passed. I should find out, you know. But what am I going to do with it? I hate guns. Although I had guns that I used to go bird hunting. So Alec Baldwin will have to answer. If he doesn't answer to the man, he will have to answer to his maker. It's not easy. What the hell you doing pointing a gun at somebody? Wow. So, CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm in a laid-back mood. What a beautiful day today. It's a bit cold, but it still is it's beautiful, isn't it? I would not complain about the beautiful weather that is out there today. I mean, it's cold. I'm dressed warm for the thing that if I have to run outside, I'll be pretty warm, but it's about 7. So, let me play some ads and we get back to the chatting and playing some music, all right?
We've never met, and to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to celebrate its 35th anniversary in music. Come and discover 10 musical groups from November 2nd to the 7th at the legendary Club Ballatoon. Don't miss these free special evening shows. For more information, productionnuitdafrique.com.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You gotta have that passport, or else you're gonna walk into that glass door. You know, yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen with Alec, but he's a movie star, so they do no wrong, I guess. I don't know. But what the hell was he doing with a gun? That's prop or prop not. Gun is dangerous. Oh, boy. So what's happening? Oh, let me just check. Yes, I just got a text here from... that they, this person wanted to know if there is, where would I recommend to go do rust proofing? Well, to be honest with you, I haven't done rust proofing on my car in 300 years. But I know for sure, and I've been hearing good things about them, and they're in my community, so it's very important for me to give them a plug. They're called Lindsay Auto, and it's at 4 Rue St. Charles, door E, in Ile-Bizard, because the lady says she lives out here. Her car is 2 years old, but she had it done at the dealer last year, and she almost had to mortgage her home to pay for it. So... they, as I was saying, I'm reading my phone as well as I'm talking to you. Bad manners, bad boy. Anyway, as I was saying, rust proofing, you can get your tires changed, your oil changed right there at the time you go to do your rust proofing. And winterize your vehicle. You know, all your vehicle care, he will do it for you. That part I know, he's very good at that. Very patient, patient young man, and he's... of course, from our community, and I highly recommend him. I don't talk about people here unless I recommend them. Also, Steve from Grenada originally in LaSalle. Call them at 514-965-2110 if you live in and around that area. They will take care of your car. Very good also. All right? So, we continue the ride. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Lover Boy, they call him Lover Boy, eh? Will be doing his thing. Oh, you want the phone number for Lindsay? Okay, the phone number is 514-781-7373. His name is Ian. Don't be afraid to call him and tell him you heard it on CKUT, okay? This is what we do. We do it for the listeners. We do it for everybody. This is a community radio station. Anyhow, I'm going to play something by the Ras. Should I? The real Ras. You know, my friend... Somebody just said, oh, it's Jewel. Alec Baldwin said that they told him the gun was safe. The Fleming at the time, he killed the girl and grazed the shoulder of the woman director. Somebody needs to be charged for murder then. They told him it was safe. Point out the guy or whosoever showed you. Yes, so what I was saying now, my friend put together something with a difference. And this is how great, you know, singers and musicians are. Vernon Maytones, he did something called Old Jealousy. And it's been there like that for umpteen of years. So sit back and listen to the words of this song and listen to the presentation. Listen to the change of tempo from Vernon Maytones. All right, one of the finest reggae singers you have in this environment. This is simply called Old Jealousy. And do I know about that? I certainly do. Oh, man, back at it.
Satan plan. Imagination. Sometimes it's just imagination. Don't be judgmental. It's not all the glitter is gone. Go and live your life. Throw jealousy aside. Jealousy. Oui. Old jealousy.
Brand new. First time on the air anywhere. Jealousy. And over the years, I don't know if I'm jealous. I really and truly. Maybe envious. But I don't know if I'm jealous. I was never one to... What is jealousy? If you see somebody with something, you would love to have it. Like when I was going to school in Toronto, if not me, because I didn't have money to buy anything there then. But these guys would show off their cars, you know. This is brand new, I just got it. And some people would actually be, I guess, jealous. I don't oh, jealousy, boy, that will wake you up. There's the Ras out here who's done his thing. He fixes the house for you. And he's also an accomplished vocalist. And he has done something about COVID. And this is what it sounds like. This is also brand new. The Ras. This is for real.
This is for real, real, real. Yes, this is for real. No hippie play now. The virus is here. No hippie play now.
What did he say? The virus is here. The virus is here. That's what he said.
This is for real, real, real. Yes, this is for real. No hippie play now. The virus is here. No hippie play now. The virus is here. Now in this dispensation, I'm say, oh, what a real tribulation. Read about this in Revelation. Of misunderstandings, there are so many people dying, and believe a lot of people crying. This is real, so real. Now some people think they know it all. In the long run, they just don't know nothing at all. This is real, so real. Some people have no love in their heart, and some people don't have no heart at all. This is real, so real. This is real, the virus is real. This is real, so real. No hippie play now. The virus is here. No hippie play now. The virus is here. Now in this dispensation,
virus is real, Ras says, so on a just be safe, you understand me? And doing a thing. Rastar, I am a doom thing, right? The virus is real. Don't fool yourself on that. And for those of you who think, well, you know, how come Colin Powell had his double shot and he still died? But, you know, listen to what the scientists have to tell you and you'll understand why. You know, I must say in Quebec, they seem to be doing well. Yeah, what? Yes, I just said yeah, you know, some of the people out there is still, oh yeah, look at what happened to Colin Powell. No, no, it's nothing like that. It's his immune system was all gone, but I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going to try and explain it. So read, read and try and understand and stop passing judgment. Ay, 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 ay. I have a friend all the way out in good old Toronto, Canada. He's been here one or two times, a beautiful singer. I'm going to touch on a brand new music for you that he sent me just this morning. So his name is Tony Anthony. Beautiful singer. He's on the radio down there. I forgot to get the call letters. Then I'm jealous if you guys dig off and go listen to Tony. Just kidding. Oh, you know who I never acknowledge and I should be spanked? Come on, ladies, behave. WFFR, Sunshine Radio, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. Want to say hello to the listeners. They're linked with us, and they're covering that area with us. So WFFR, Sunshine Radio, good afternoon to you. It's 10 minutes before the hour 5 or 10 minutes before the... Hey, Mr. Nicholas, okay, stop pretending you're reading because I'm hearing the snoring, okay? DJ Nicholas will be on at 5 o'clock. So, let me play this for you. I love this song. It's a beautiful song. I heard an African guy do it, who did it, and then this is the first version in reggae. This is Tony Anthony, Waymaker. On CKUT 90.3 FM and WFFR, Sunshine Radio, Washington, D.C. Tony Anthony.
Moving in loneliness, I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you.
Listening to the best music you'll find anywhere. On the air.
90.3 FM.
Miracle world.
90.3 FM.
By request, this goes out to you, Joel, and also to Kenneth and Desiree. Glad you like it. Take us up to 5 o'clock. His name is Tony Anthony from out of Toronto, Canada. Wicked singer.
I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
His name is Tony Anthony. He's from out of beautiful Toronto, Canada. Work with several bands there. Sang, played guitar. You know, he's one of those talented Jamaicans that we have. So how y'all doing? It's now 1 minute to the hour of DJ Nicholas, and I just want to say thank you all for joining us, and I want to say hello to Mary. Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With silver bells and rocking shells and so much in a row. This is CKUT 90.3 FM. I just got something here that says Colin Powell also had a rare blood cancer that suppresses the immune system, and COVID also does that. So that's why he died. Don't quote me. I'm just reading what I see on my phone. I am not a scientist. I know, but this was in the press. I saw that. So that's why I read it. Worm guy. And Alex Baldwin said that they told him the gun was safe. Why do you want to point a gun at somebody, Alex? Let me play, you know, I'm confused. Why you want to point a gun at somebody? Somebody help me with that. Is that a fun? Is it fun? Okay, Stretch. Play the soca music and shut up and stop questioning people business. All right? Once again, pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal and the world at large. Welcome to your station, CKUT 90.3 FM. We're here with you every Saturday 4 until 7. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we'll be one of the talented singers from out of Jamaica, George Nooks. He will be doing his thing with us on the Zoom, along with Mr. Drew. Yeah, we'll be doing our thing talking to George Nooks. Has a little bit of problem somewhere there, but we hope it works out. If not, we'll be playing George Nooks' music, brand new album. And so you stay tuned for that. Call a friend, tell a friend. And remember, if you want to log on, the Zoom meeting –